Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen and I am joined by my co-host as always and my great friend Christian Castain. How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? I thought I was the main host.
Oh, well, you see, this is what's been happening in off-air channels. Chris has been a problem child lately, and that's why we like him. He's a rebel. He's a bad boy. We call him
lies.
We call him the bad boy of the End Zone Podcast, and he's trying
lies.
He's trying to create division, and I am not going to fall for division.
Don't let Eric lie to y'all.
About what?
About me trying to do division and all that.
Oh,
what
are you talking about? Well,
this is the shout-outs to the worst start of the podcast we've had.
Oh, no, I kind of like this one. I like coming out of the gate hot.
Oh. I'm not used to it.
Do you have a problem with that? You want to throw hands?
No.
Want to throw hands?
We have another guest here.
Oh, yeah.
We still haven't introduced
him. I think we're going to freeze him out. Welcome to the podcast, Matt Pierce, a.k.a. Chewy, but I call him Pierce because Chewy's an interesting nickname, but I have zero interest in remembering it. So how you doing, Pierce?
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing today? Thanks for having me on.
Hey.
Doing pretty well.
No problem, man. Hey, so I'm just going to step back really quick. Chris, you have some beef with Pierce here. Let's settle this before we get to it.
No.
What beef?
No, I don't.
You don't even know me.
What are you talking about?
Sir, you said something about a voicemail that was left for you that you did not enjoy much.
I didn't even know it was him.
Well, you said the guy was a jerk who sent it. You're talking to the jerk. Let's hash this out.
Wait, what voicemail did I send anybody?
Oh my gosh. I think you're wrong, Eric.
No, you called.
I don't remember his. I don't think it was his voice. I don't remember his voice being in that.
You called into Pierce, by the way.
Oh.
Has a Pierce of Mind podcast, which you should go check out. I'm occasionally on that podcast. He froze me out tonight. I feel bad about that.
I didn't freeze you out. I had to give you a cooler because you angered everybody.
Yes, I do not. Oh, it turns out I do not match Matthew Pierce's target demographic of old 30-year-old people.
Wow. See, this is where you come bringing the heat. Are we talking about, let's get back to this phone call. Is this the phone call, the call into the show that Chris did, and we had some technical difficulties?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, that wasn't my fault. We fixed that, as we're always improving the Pierce of Mind podcast.
I didn't know it was beef.
Well, you literally called him a jerk.
No, I think he sounded like a jerk.
Well, no, I am a jerk. That's completely fair. Like, that is not misinformation. But that was technical difficulties that we've since corrected because Pierce of Mind podcast is always stepping up its game and fixing issues. But I haven't seen anyone call back, so Chris, you must have just gave up too fast. Because Eric was on here last week. Eric was on the show and you didn't call in.
Yeah, I didn't let Chris know.
Oh, well, I've been busy.
On the show. Chris?
Well, one, he didn't let me know. Two, I've been moving. So
Chris really has been moving across the state of Georgia, like Sherman.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess we all make bad decisions once in a while.
Moving's a bad decision?
To Georgia.
Well, no. He lives in Georgia. Well, oh, damn. Brand new beef.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Chris,
we're getting way off topic. What?
Chris, respond to these allegations. Does Georgia suck?
Sometimes it does. I'll be honest. Like summer, or it feels the temperature. Okay, so I'll say this: it gets warm too early. Like weather-wise, it's already 80 degrees here. Like it's too warm too soon. That's the only problem I really have with it.
Matt, what is your beef with
Well, the only thing
Georgia?
The only thing Georgia has going for it is the good-looking women. Outside of that, it's too hot. It's boring unless you're in Hotlanta. And yeah, I spent a ton of time in Georgia. I have family down there, and I am not a fan.
The other thing I will say that's wrong with Georgia is any football team that's in Georgia that is based in Georgia chokes. Well, I'll give you that one too.
He's not lying there either.
Well, yes, of course he is not. Although Pierce has zero room to talk because he is currently a fan of the worst franchise in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns.
Whoa! What? So you invite me to your podcast to disrespect me by disrespecting my team?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Jensen for
what
you.
What the hell? The Browns are a cornerstone.
Okay, wait. Are you telling me the Browns aren't the worst team in the NFL? Because, sir, you are delusional if you think the Browns aren't the worst team in the NFL.
They're the worst team by record, but not by talent on the team. I feel like that goes to the Jets of New York.
I don't know. Josh McCown was pretty great, and so was Jamal Adams, and so was Robbie Anderson before he became a felon.
Okay, and I'll so give you was... Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson actually has some skills. I liked him, but the rest of that, I'm just saying comparatively.
Jamal Adams, what team are you watching?
I'm just saying comparatively.
They
if
way
you go...
over exceeded expectations. They were supposed to be the 0-16 team, and they were able to pull out 5 wins. How can you tell me that's a better roster than the Browns?
Because what I'm saying is they had a schedule that was easier. The Browns play in the North. It's one of the toughest schedules in the entire NFL.
The Jets play the Patriots twice a year.
Okay, but they could. Okay, I'll give you those two. But it's not. Bills are average at best. The Dolphins, again, average
Don't
at best.
Don't disrespect the Dolphins.
Average
the Dolphins
at best.
The Dolphins are Chris's teams.
Well, then Chris is an average at best team follower. I don't know what to tell you.
Ooh, shots fired.
What? All right, so Eric, you follow the Chargers. I guess that's your new team.
Yeah.
You're going to be a fan of them next season.
Okay.
Mr. Charger.
Okay. I never said that.
And by the way, I got a hit on this, and I know I know it's not on the list or whatever, but I listened to the last podcast, and Eric, I lost a little respect for you when I found out that you follow multiple teams. That is just terrible.
No, I just like team. I like good football. Is that a crime?
No, I
like
good
football
too.
I'm never gonna root against the Broncos. The Broncos are my team. Like I can't cheer for multiple teams and have a bandwagon team I cheer for every year.
No.
No.
That's not how it works. That's not how true fandom
football.
Works. That's not how true fandom works.
I am a true fandom of the Broncos, sir. I have suffered through much trauma with Tebow and Trevor Siemian and Jake Plummer. I don't need to hear about how I'm not a real fan.
All right, now, who's bouncing the change? Love me. Somebody's bouncing change in the background. Is that you, Eric?
No, that was me. I'll take responsibility.
A deep conversation and Chris's first big question is who is bouncing the change?
I think he felt like he had to calm the parents down because we were getting a little heated there.
Chris.
Yes.
You settle this argument. Better roster currently, Jets or Browns?
The roster in general, I would probably say the Browns.
Why? How?
Well, they're really close. They're both bad rosters, but I would say the Browns in general, they have more talent.
In what way?
Defense is better. Cleveland has a top 10
defense. Defense is not better.
Well, I give you defense. Defense is better.
We got
offense twice.
The Jets had a better defensive rating this year. The Cleveland Browns, I think, were ranked 28th in the league. And the Jets were 14th.
The Jets scheme.
Come on.
Eric, it's okay to be wrong once in a while. I think
no,
that's something
I'm not
you
wrong.
Have. That's something you millennials have to learn. It's okay to be wrong once in a while.
No, Chris and I, listen, if you're going to tune into this podcast, one thing to learn is Chris and I are never wrong. This show spews the most correct football hot takes of all time. Isn't that right, Chris?
Well, tonight in particular is about perfectness. I mean, you have to be perfect tonight.
I have listened to every show since I met you, Eric, and...
Which has been...
We'll have to agree to disagree.
Oh, well what? I actually haven't made that many wild takes as of February when you started listening.
That's fair.
Should go back to August.
Oh, yeah. Things get really wild in August. I love August. August is my favorite month because you can make any prediction you want, and you might be totally wrong, but you might be totally right. Everyone called me out for being pro-Rams before the season, and no one thought Jared Goff could be anything, and I said, I'm pretty excited to see what this new coaching staff does with Jared Goff.
And also, you said the Browns were going to go 10-6. You said the Chargers were going to make the playoffs. There's so many more things you were wrong about.
I did get one thing right.
I called the Rams making the playoffs. The Browns, I thought, were going to be like 9-7, 8-8. Obviously, we were all way off on that one.
The Browns. Yeah, everybody was off on the Browns, but I thought they were going to win 4 games. We'll see what happened.
Yeah, you know, it's incorrect.
All about next year when we got Kirk Cousins running the show.
Yeah, let me tell you something about incorrect takes. You have to be a winner to put yourself out there to make an incorrect take in the first place. So, just, you can't, making...
I put sweet tea on the line.
You did put tea on the line, and I still haven't received it, sir.
Go back and listen to the last podcast.
Sir?
I said at the end of the month.
Sir?
I said...
Sir!
All right. Hey, all right, you go talk.
Chris has to save up for that $2 jug of iced tea, I guess. I guess it'd probably like $5 to ship it, so that's $7.
Listen.
$10 for the per gallon. I'm just kidding. That was like $4. And it's probably like $20.
And you could ship me some of that, too. I love the sweet tea.
No. They're way too expensive. I'm gonna struggle to get everything.
Chris very famously doesn't understand humor or sarcasm, Pierce. Fun fact.
Okay. Not the meat jacket. So you better watch out.
And his number one move is to mute me when I say something that really gets to him.
Or something really stupid.
Of the things I've said that really get under Chris's skin, number one is criticism, which I understand because I don't like to be criticized. Two is the fact that he doesn't understand humor or sarcasm. He claims to have a sense.
True.
He claims to have a sense of humor, but he does not. And three would probably I literally have a third one. And then I lost it. What's the other thing that really gets under your skin?
You'll think of it later. You'll think of it later. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it right now. You don't need to say it anyway.
Oh, okay. I mean, that ruins it. So, Pierce, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, as you've already mentioned, I'm old as hell. And I'm back in school. And that's how I met you. But obviously, my main focus is my podcast. Pierce of Mind podcast, been doing it for a year and a half, going on 2 years now. So we're all over the place there. We're getting ready to open our website and our shop and our store for merch. So just trying to grow that and have a lot of fun. I love football. Diehard Cleveland Browns fan, if you haven't figured it out yet. I'm a Cavs fan as long as LeBron's there. But once he goes, I go with LeBron. We came up in the same neighborhood. So I follow LeBron everywhere.
Breaking. Matthew Pierce, new LeBron, ?
No, not new. We knew of each other, but we weren't interacting. I was a friend of his cousin's, but him and I, he probably wouldn't even notice me in passing at this point.
Have you ever talked to LeBron James, true or false?
True.
Oh, wow. What did the King say?
Dude, we were probably, so I think I'm 3 years ahead of him. So we're talking like middle school.
I don't care. Tell me what the King said.
I can't remember conversations I had 20, 30 years ago.
What the fuck? Eric would ask that kind of question.
No, but tell me what the King said, really. Even if you have to make something up. What was this conversation about?
He said that.
What did the humble young Mr. Pierce have to ask the King?
Okay, Mr. Pierce was never humble. That's never been my forte. No, I honestly couldn't tell you. But what I really, what I can tell you that it was really cool watching him play like high school games in front of filling up, like I went to the University of Akron back home and watching him fill up a little college court, stadium, whatever, and watch his high schooler play. It was pretty amazing just watching him come up. And even what he does now still for the city, he does more for the city than just about anybody I know and any other athlete I know has done for their own homes. He definitely never forgot where he came from.
It is LeBron MJ week on Fox Sports 1. So LeBron MJ week, I'll argue for a side of Jordan. LeBron never got anywhere as close to as many college points as Jordan did. So Jordan's a GOAT. End of debate.
He also, speaking of college, LeBron also said that Eric needs to get his top 25 straight. Stop putting out those wild top 25s with at least five teams in the wrong position.
Sir, what was the last game? Where are my mistakes? In my
I heard you the first
25?
Time. I don't even remember what your last top 25 was because you just told me
so,
2 minutes.
So now you just 10 minutes ago. Now you just said that Chris, that Eric's writing is not memorable. That to me is mean, but you know, whatever.
My writing isn't
25. No, his top 25.
Listen, I release a top 25 every week. Chris Berry rarely retweets it, even though I have retweeted. I want to say 50 of maybe more because I went on a retweeting streak a while back.
I know, but you don't retweet either, Eric. You don't retweet the Pierce of Mine podcast that you're even on.
You never at me.
Well, that's fair.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you, I don't at you or you don't at me on the on your writings.
If
but I share them with you and then you say I have to, quote, review these.
So I don't come across your feed, so you're not following me? I see how it is.
What? I do follow you.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Eric, you can't take a joke as much as I can't take a joke.
Sir?
It's a millennial thing.
Sir! I need you to back off. Sir is my new thing. I don't know why I'm saying sir so much, but this is the Sir podcast. We are trying to be perfect tonight, and we have gone exactly 17 minutes without talking any football, which is a new podcast record. Chris, I'm proud of us. One of our off-season goals, a peek behind the curtain, was to be less all about football and have more fun. And I think we've had more fun tonight.
I've brought more personality to this show than it's ever had. Is that what you're saying?
I think so, honestly. I think Chris and I have very... Honestly, if you put us together and it's just me and him, we have very bland personalities and we're all about getting down to the football talking business. But you throw in like a third person who isn't here to necessarily talk all football and is just kind of here to goof around, it really improves the content of the show, I think.
I'm going to just sit back and relax. Wait.
All right. Well, then let's stop sitting back and relaxing and say why we released this podcast.
Just to talk. I mean, it was really just to yak.
This podcast wouldn't have happened today if it wasn't for the Marcus Peters trade, which just happened. I honestly, but what the Rams get back, what the Chiefs get back is still a mystery. All we know is that Marcus Peters is going to the Chiefs. Chris, I know you've probably been busy all day. Is this the... No, Marcus Peters is going to the Rams. Chris, I know you've been busy all day. Is this the first you've heard of this news?
Yes, actually, when you told me about it on Twitter, it's the first I heard about it. You didn't tell me anything about it, but that's the first I knew about it. This morning, I saw notifications that he was likely to go to the Rams, but it wasn't confirmed then either. So yes and no.
So what do you think about this trade, Chris?
I think...
What?
Oh, Chris, I'm sorry. I thought you said...
Oh, no. Matt, go for it.
So, just me, I think... I don't know why... Like, the Rams just got better. Like, if anyone out there doesn't realize it, the Rams just went from great to great. It's silly. And I get that... I see what the Chiefs are doing. They didn't like his attitude with the whole throwing the flag off the field and some other stuff, and they weren't planning on paying the guy. But I think overall, I think the Rams, no matter what, outside of getting like a first rounder, I think the Rams win this trade in the landslide just because it makes that defense that much better.
For the Rams, this is great. I mean, to me, for the Rams, they're probably the favorite to go to the Super Bowl out of the NFC next season. That was how big this trade was, in my opinion.
I will say this, and this was a bold take by me that got shot down in our Twitter DM, which means it's extra hot and it's extra true. I think the Rams are the best team in the NFC right now, period. I know the Eagles have a lot, but I think all-around roster, the Rams have the best roster in the NFC. Is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy, but I would say that they have the most talent in the NFC. Probably the most talent in the league at this point.
I think they have the best defense by far in the league, and I do think they're the best team in the NFC without a question.
And they may be the best team in the league. I mean, I'm not going to go against that.
Yeah, they certainly have a better defense than the Patriots, but then again, so does everyone. I think that, for me, personally, I think that this trade shows me that the Chiefs are, I want to say, rebuilding. Because if you look at that team now, like, I get they have Kareem Hunt, and I get they have Tyreek Hill, and I get they have Patrick Mahomes, who people love, and to his credit, has looked very good on film. But they have no defense, and to be honest with you, I don't think they can make the playoffs without Marcus Peters. They have to do something to address the defensive side of the ball in the draft. And I think for this trade, in my opinion, to be worth it for the Chiefs, the Rams don't have a second-round pick this year, so they have to be either getting a first this year or a first next year or a bunch of, like, third, fourth, and then a second next year to make this trade worth it. Is that crazy? I think at this – because no. I think if you're the Chiefs, like, if you're giving up your best defensive player, like, I'd ask for a first-round pick for Marcus Peters. Hell, I'd ask for maybe two first-round picks. I think he's that good a corner.
Well, when you're having a bottom 10 first-round draft pick, you're probably, 22nd or something like that this season? That's not a very, very high draft pick for Marcus Peters. So, for me, I'm assuming something was going on in the locker room is why he was traded in the first place.
But how much do you think they got for him? Because I think they should have gotten the moon for this guy.
A first and a second, maybe a first and a third. I would have probably gotten two draft picks out of him, not just one. But all in all, I don't think, back to what you were saying about the playoffs, I don't think they were going to the playoffs anyway. I think they're done. After Alex Smith was gone, I think that was it. I don't think the Rams, the Chiefs returned to the playoffs next season. That was what did it for me. And then Marcus Peters, after that, you go from a 25% chance to this is over. I think this is a rebuild.
Well, and you have to realize that Chiefs defense was average at best with Peters, and you take him off, and we're kind of repeating what you guys said, that defense just has gotten worse. And who are they going to stop? There's a lot of powerful offensive teams out there. And I'm not sure how they're expecting to stop them, giving away their best defensive player.
Yeah, in general, I would say the Chiefs will probably be a bottom 15 defense next season. That's how big that was. If not a bottom 10, I mean, defense isn't going to be very good next season. There's just unless they pick up somebody that I'm just not expecting. Because I don't think you have a first round draft pick, say you pick up another cornerback, they're not gonna be immediately be Marcus Peters. It's just not gonna happen.
And we talked about this on our last podcast. The free agency class for defense is markedly weak this year. I feel like the Chiefs are kind of stuck with what they've got.
Yeah, you're right. It's a weak. Should be interesting.
It might really should be. I mean, because like I said, of course, back to the Rams. I think the Rams were the clear winners and the Chiefs were the clear losers. I think this is like most trades. You kind of wonder which team might have lost. This is clear to me, clear as day.
I think you have to see what the Rams gave up before you declare a winner and a loser. This is a crazy trade, but say the Rams pulled this off. Say the Rams gave them their first-round pick this year, the first-round pick next year, and the second-round pick next year. Isn't that a win for the Chiefs?
That didn't happen. We know good and well that didn't happen.
But we don't yet.
Even if if they gave them a first-round draft pick, and even like a first and a second, I think the Rams still win because you can't draft guarantee a quality guy like Peters in the first round. It's a 50-50 shot.
No.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate here. I don't know. I think that the Chiefs, in the end, they just saw they didn't want to extend Marcus Peters. And if they could get, like, two firsts and a second for Marcus Peters, a guy who's only on, like, a one-year contract and who's that the Rams have to pick up his fifth-year option at this point to keep him on the team. And then they're going to – if they want to keep him further, they're going to have to offer him and make him probably the highest-paid cornerback in the NFL. So, I mean, I think this is a – I think – yes, it's a win for the Rams, obviously, but there are benefits for the Chiefs.
Yeah, there are a couple benefits, but it's not enough to say they won the trade.
Right.
Or even if it was a close and close, this isn't close. The only way I would say the Rams lost if they gave up three first-round picks, which I think is a little outrageous, especially for a one-year guy. I don't think anybody would have paid three first-round draft picks, even if they were bottom 10. That's ridiculous.
That definitely did not happen.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
I think there's a 0% chance that happened. There's no way. I mean, there's just no way on earth you would give up three first-round
draft picks. I can't tell you a player that jumps out at me that's worth two first-round draft picks.
Aaron Rodgers, maybe? That's about it? Tom Brady?
Not Brady. He's too old.
Being 40. I was going to say, him being a 41, he's still a little old for that. So, Aaron Rodgers, maybe?
Rodgers might.
That's about it.
I didn't even think Rodgers might be the only guy that I could even think about. But I still don't know if I pull the trigger. Because Rodgers on his own is on the back end of his career. And you're going to give up one, I get. But two, that's a lot of talent possibly that you're giving up for to have Rodgers on the back end of his career. And I'm sure it's still going
to
be great.
I think two's the minimum you would have to start with to get Rodgers away from the Packers, though.
But what I'm saying, yeah, you're probably right, but it would never be worth it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Which, yeah, it wouldn't be.
Which is actually an awesome segue to our next segment.
Oh, really?
Called, What Trade Would You Like to See? Or something of that nature, because I don't have a... I really don't have a name for it. And the way this works is like this. We are each going to step inside the body of an NFL GM for a few moments and call someone here. They will take the role of the other NFL GM, and we will propose a trade, any trade at all. You can make it as unrealistic or as realistic as you want. And the goal of this is to work out a trade. I'll go first just to kind of demonstrate. Chris, would you feel comfortable being the first person I call?
This is the first time anyone suggested role-playing on any podcast I've been a part of. And my podcast gets pretty messed up sometimes.
Listen, this is... Oh, I'll call... You're the GM. That's what this is. You're the GM. You're the GM, Chris. So I am going to... I'm going to step into Jerry Jones's body, and I'm going to call up you, Mr. John Lynch of the 49ers. Now, here's the catch. You have to do, like, a bad telephone impression. So, ring, 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 ring. Meh. You get pick up, Chris? Meh. Meh. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
This is the... Hello?
Hi, is this John Lynch?
I don't think this is going to
work. Hi, is this John Lynch?
Yep.
Well, this here is Jerry Jones. How you doing there, Mr. Lynch?
Doing pretty well. How are yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. Now, listen here. I love my wide receiver, Dez Bryant. I think he's one of the best wide receivers in the league. But he has stepped down a little bit in talent, and he's becoming, you know, he's a good player, but he's still a good enough player. I know you got that young fella Jimmy G over there, and I know that he needs a wide receiver. So I want to offer you this trade. Let me tell you right now, Dez Bryant for a third round pick. How does that sound?
Well, you just explained to me why I shouldn't take Dez Bryant at all. So, but a third round draft pick, give me a fifth and I'll think about it.
A third and a fifth. All right. Well, how about this? What about for Dez, a fifth and a fourth rounder next year?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Deal done. All right. And just like that. You can, we've done a trade. Now, doesn't that seem fun?
I wasn't expecting it. Yes.
Yeah.
But yes. What do you think? What do you think,
I've hung up. I have hung up the phone.
All right.
Oh, God.
So, Chris, you're up next. You can tell, now, funky accent or not, listen, we are trying to bring character to this show, so maybe try to do an
our
accent.
Our guests go first. Like, it's kind of disrespectful
right.
to let him
go last. I'm sorry, Mr. Pierce. You are indeed our next caller. So you decide what GM you're going to be and who you'll call and tell them who they are.
You're really going to make me do this, aren't you?
Yes, sir. This is a fun segment.
That's an unexpected segment, too.
It's not unexpected. Here's the thing. I've known Eric for a handful of weeks, and this doesn't surprise me at all. He's predictable. No, I'm joking. All right.
No.
All right, check this out.
Wait. Oh! I like it.
I bring my A game.
Oh, we have a drop! Hell yeah! All right. Okay, so Matt, now you gotta actually do the thing. Who are you? Who are you calling?
All right. Because I only know one way to go, and that's to be John Dorsey of the Cleveland Browns. And did I hear just like a laughter in the background? And it sounded like, all right.
No. Also, you don't have to know the name of the GM. You can go anywhere, and I'll search up the name of the GM for you if you need it.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's who I'm going with because I have the trade.
Okay.
I'm going to call whoever the Colts GM is.
Chris Ballard.
That name sounds stupid, so this guy probably will fall for my trade because he's not.
Who do you want to call? Me or Chris?
this can't go good. I'm gonna call Eric.
No, call Chris.
Well, then why do you give me an option if I can't call you?
Yeah, why? That doesn't make I no, Eric, you take the call.
I thought you
Eric's
might.
Taking the call. Eric's taking the call. No.
All right.
I'm the main host. Eric takes the call.
Yeah, from what I hear, Chris runs his show, so I'm going to listen to whatever he tells me.
All right. Yeah, Eric, you take the call.
Are you ready?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Hey, Chris, this is John over in Cleveland. I got a trade I think will be awesome for your team.
Okay, pitch it to me.
All right, here's what I want to do. I'm going to send you my first round, number one overall. No, I'm not. That's a lie. I'm going to trade you the fourth overall draft pick and next year's first round draft pick. for Andrew Luck?
Well, A, that is far too little for my franchise quarterback. Are you willing to take a different offer?
The problem is, I'm willing to listen to anything because I'm all about making deals, but your franchise, and I'm quoting here, not out of disrespect, but it's the facts, your franchise quarterback hasn't played in a year, so I'm not even sure what I'm getting. I feel like I'm taking all the risk here.
All right. Well, let me tell you what I propose. I want your number one overall pick and your number four overall pick, and I'll send you next year's first round pick.
What? That is terrible. That's not even a discussion.
No. And Andrew Luck.
I can't give up the number one. We have a great plan for that number one overall pick this year, and unfortunately, I can't tell you who because I don't want you to try to, you know, move up and steal him, but we got the guy we're taking at one. And so we
Okay. Well, how bad do you want Andrew Luck?
Well, here's the thing. I would like him a lot. But with his injury history and not sure even
Do you really think one of these hotshot quarterbacks you're going to get in this draft is going to be better than Andrew Luck?
You know, I think we both know as experienced GMs it's a 50-50 shot, but I'm willing to take that shot if it means that I have to give up my number one overall. I think that what we're offering, I would maybe be willing to throw in, say, a second or a third, just to sweeten the deal. But again, I think we're taking the majority of the risk because no one even knows when Andrew's coming back. So it reminds me of my fellow GM here in Cleveland who traded for Isaiah Thomas, and we all know how that worked out, right? All
right. Then here's my one more proposal for you.
Bring it.
I will send you Andrew Luck for the fourth overall pick, your second round pick, next year, and Joe Thomas.
Okay, we'll send the paperwork over right away. We love Joe, but we have to do what's best for our team. I'll send that offer over. We'll accept all day long on that.
All right. Nice doing business with
yes,
you.
Yes, for sure.
Well, all right, I just fucked up there. traded away for franchise. All right, who's up next?
Me. All right, I'm going to be the Giants GM. Dave Gettleman.
Gettleman.
And Gettleman. Like you said, you know it. And somebody else is going to be the... let me think for a second.
By the way, I think I did a great John Dorsey, if I can say so myself.
Well, you did a pretty good job in general. let me think real quick. Somebody be the... the Dolphins GM. Let's be the Dolphins GM. Actually, no. I ain't got no good play. Somebody be the Packers GM. Somebody be the Packers GM. What the hell?
Brian O. Brand new Green Bay GM. Brian Gutekunst. Now you have to speak in a German accent for this one.
What are you talking about?
The new Packers GM is named Brian Gutekunst.
Well, I'm being the Giants GM. I'm being Dave Gettleman.
All right.
So you get to be German or whatever.
Are you gonna call me or Matt?
I'll call Matt. good luck with the German sound.
I don't even know. I'm not gonna do a German sound because I have no flipping clue.
Whatever. It don't. It don't matter. Right. So I'm.
Make the call.
What up? Ring, ring, ring. I don't have a sound, so I'm gonna do the ring. There we go. Ring, ring.
Hello. What's up?
What up? I wanted to see if you were interested in a trade.
Well, you know, we're always looking to talk.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to propose it. So I want to give up the second round draft, our second round draft pick of this season, the first round of next season, and that'll be it for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, am I been drinking? Am I drunk? Is this like a hangover talk? What are you bringing to me? You think you're going to get Aaron Rodgers for that?
I'm going to try.
We're going to need... I once heard someone say that it would take at least... Probably... I don't know if we could trade. I don't even think it's who are we gonna like? I don't even have a backup right now, and you want me to get rid of the only guy I have on my squad worth a crap?
Fine, I'll add Eli Manning to the.
Jets. So now I'm getting a retired player, basically. You are not a great negotiator, but I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna throw something out, and you're probably not gonna like it, but we'll see what we can do here. I will take. Your next two first round draft picks, and I don't want Eli, I want Odell Beckham Jr. and this year's second round as well.
Oh gosh, I'll give you the second round draft pick and the two first rounders.
And Odell,
but I can't give you Odell. Pick somebody else.
Well, there's nobody. I don't know. There's anyone else on your team. What about? Okay, well, let's take Odell out because I get that he's a quality player for your franchise, and you don't have much after him. What if we were to say? See, I don't even think this is a great deal, but I'll throw it out there. Jason Pierre-Paul.
I think I'm gonna have to pass that up.
So you're not willing to have a Hall of Fame quarterback? For a one-handed defensive man. Okay, well, hey, thanks for calling. I'm sorry we couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, you're welcome. We tried. I'm like the worst negotiator. That was all right. Bad.
All right, Chris, you're up next. Maybe you could call anyone, but I'm just putting this out on the table. Doesn't have to be this round, but maybe you could call me up in New England sometime. We could do some business.
Or
so,
not.
Chris, what Eric's telling you in Eric talk is he absolutely wants you to call him in New England.
All right. Let me see what I'm supposed to be. Hold on a second. I'm going to be – one second. This is a great podcast. I'm going to be Seattle. I'm going to – what the –
where's the ring?
Are you ready?
It was just there.
Yeah, ring right again.
All right, you did some.
Hello.
Hey, mate. What up, man? What up?
Hello. This is Bill Belichick.
What up? I want to see if you were interested in a trade. Possibly.
Okay.
I'm going to do this straight up. I'm going to do Richard Sherman. I'm going to give up Richard Sherman and we'll say a second round draft pick for Tom Brady. If you can guarantee he'll play for at least 2 years. If he does not play for 2 years or if he retires within 2 years.
Let me ask you a question.
Or not.
Let me ask you a question.
Or not.
Let me ask you a question.
What? What?
Are you stupid? Nope. Do you think I would ever give up the greatest quarterback of all time for Richard Sherman and a second when I have Brian Hoyer behind him? I'm the genius mastermind of the NFL. I'm a genius mastermind of the NFL, clown. I'm not risking
Mr.
my
Belichick.
Future.
Mr. Belichick, can I speak for a second? Well, how long do you think Tom Brady's going to play?
Tom Brady's going to play another 5 years.
All right, well. Then I guess we can't make a deal. Well, all right, I'll sweeten it up. So you can draft you can get a first round quarterback. I'll give you Richard Sherman and a first round draft pick for Tom Brady.
Your first round
under the same circumstances.
Your first round draft pick is trash. Goodbye.
You can't just hang up on me like that, Mr. Belichick.
I believe Bill Belichick just hung up on you, sir. Sorry, oh, this God. Is his assistant. I'm sorry, he's not fielding trade requests anymore. Well, that went poorly for Chris.
Why? Oh, well, I got two declines.
Well, I mean, okay, so here's my question for you. Do you honestly think Bill Belichick would have given up Tom Brady for Richard Sherman and a first?
Yes.
Well, if he...
With
if
only
he,
Brian Hoyer behind him? Come on, dude.
Yep. If he thinks Tom Brady's only going to play another year or two,
All right.
Why wouldn't you? That's...
I hate to I hate to agree with Chris, but I do.
All right. I believe... Okay, Chris, that was unfair. I forced you into that one. What's your last one, and then me and Matt will do our last ones.
Y'all gonna do two? I feel like we've ran this to the end.
No. We each have time for one more.
Eric, it's time... No, I've done two. It's time for you to do one. Right. And then Matt does one. We'll do two each.
So I am... With my first call, I called... who'd I call? Chris? I want to say... Yes.
Yes.
So I'm going to call Pierce. I will be...
You need to be consistent.
I will be... Whoa. Mario. I will be... Oh, man. I got to think... Pierce, you go first.
No. You called on me randomly. You're going to go now.
Okay. I will be Arizona Cardinals GM Steve Keimbaum.
Okay.
And I will call Matthew Pierce. No, I will be John Elway of the Denver Broncos, and I will call Matthew Pierce of the Buffalo Bills.
All right.
I don't know what kind of deal you're gonna make. But okay.
Hello.
Hi, this is John Elway.
John, you sound so much like Bill Belichick. What can I do for you?
This one's for John. Yeah, that's how I wake up every morning. I'm John Elway. I'm the best of all time. Let me ask you something here, Mr. GM, sir. You have a quarterback on your hands. I need a quarterback. You hate your quarterback. What would it take to get Tyrod Taylor? Because let me tell you what I'm going to offer you. I'm going to send you a 4th-round pick this year, a 3rd-round pick next year, and I'm going to send you Trevor Siemian for Tyrod Taylor.
Good enough.
Yeah, we'll take that deal. I can't even pass that deal up. We hate Tyrod, so whatever I can do to get him out of my stadium, he's all yours.
Pleasure doing business with you, and always remember, Tyrod's for John!
All right.
Eric, you know that was a bad trade. A 3rd and a 4th and Trevor Siemian for Tyrod Taylor.
Listen, I don't think the Broncos... Let's get on the wrist.
Explain that one to me.
I'm dying of lung cancer after that. On the real, I don't think... Pierce may be a driving factor in this, but the more and more that the Jets come into play, I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to sign with the Broncos. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to basically get Tyrod Taylor and spend our 1st-round pick on an O-lineman and then draft someone in, like, the 2nd round.
No! Well, it will fail.
I hope we sign Kirk Cousins, Chris. I'm just thinking.
You don't have the money. Might not happen. You'll have to. I'm telling you. You'll have to trim the roster to do it, and I don't think that you get better by trimming the roster to make room for Cousins, and then he has no weapons around him.
All right, Pierce. Well,
you don't get better. You don't get good enough to contend for anything. I will say that.
Pierce,
better, but not better enough.
You're up.
Oh, let's go to something else. This is, I'm about to fall asleep in sadness.
You gotta do one more.
All I do is win deals. That's all I do.
Well, maybe Chris will be a better negotiator, or I will be a better negotiator.
Well, I'm coming up with this stuff on the spot, sir. Sir.
But much. Or we could talk about something else.
No.
This is like, guys, this is not good.
See?
Oh, this is good. It was a good segment. You guys.
We don't even know what. We're trying to think of. We're trying to think of something to talk about, sir.
This is.
We should not be trying to think of something to talk about.
What was that? Was that your, like, southern accent? Or did I just hear you weird? No.
I think you just heard me weird because I'm talking the same way.
He always speaks in a southern accent.
That's the first time I've heard it.
What? Oh.
I think you need your balls rematched.
All right. You playing drops, I'm not sure how that's going to come into this. But we'll see.
Are you afraid of drops?
Chris's mute has stopped me here.
Are you
so what are we talking
about? Are
you
afraid of drops? Is that what you're telling me?
I need you to undo this.
I didn't do anything.
Okay.
What?
Are you afraid of drops? Is that what you're telling me?
A little. I like improving the podcast, but I'm not sure how they're going to turn up on the audio. I don't know why Chris muted me. All right, so I'm just saying, I thought that your VGM segment went pretty dang
well. It went too long. There is a time to cut it off, is all I'm saying there. There's a time to cut it off.
Okay, then.
And
well, in that case,
like, one time around would have been phenomenal. Seven times around is bad.
But you got to hear my John Elway, my Jerry Jones, and my Bill Belichick.
It's ridiculous.
All were awesome.
Well, here's the thing. You set it up as a benchmark for those, like, non-radio people. You set it up as a benchmark, and then you could do it again next week. Because you have a long time before the regular season, before football season comes back. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah,
we'll
probably do another. We'll probably do another round of your VGM before the season.
All I can do is make your show better, Eric. That's all I try to do.
Or tomorrow.
Probably not. Tomorrow we're talking baseball, which is a nice little segment.
Who cares about baseball? It's too long.
Well, I agree. Baseball is dumb, but let me tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen who have been longtime Endzone Pod listeners, on Saturday, if he doesn't fall asleep because he goes to bed at the time of a 70-year-old woman, we have, and Chris, don't spoil it, we have a very special surprise guest, a returning former regular part of the show here to talk to us about baseball and try to sell us on baseball. And we will ask all the important questions, like, why should I care about baseball?
Can I just make one suggestion, since I'm guessing I won't be invited tomorrow? Here's what you should do with baseball to fix it. And you know how, like, each team plays, you could take this to your guy tomorrow, each team plays basically a 3-game series with every team, right? So instead of making each win worth an actual win, you go do, like, a soccer point system. So if you sweep the team, you get 3 points. If you win 2 out of 3, you get 2. And if you lose, then you get 0 points. And that way, would actually be more interesting to watch throughout the year.
All right, Ben.
Well, it'll take a lot for me to get interested.
With that,
what it needs to happen is it needs to be canceled tomorrow. Just cancel the season, postpone it till the next season, explain to me the rules, and maybe I'll get a better understanding of what I'm watching.
Come on,
Chris. Are you gonna bring this heat to our guest tomorrow?
Well, it depends if they can convince me into liking baseball.
Will you bring the heat on them though? Will you give your unfiltered opinion of baseball tomorrow?
Sure. Yeah. Chris, yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
I'm gonna hold.
Chris, are you? How young are you? Like, how are you from Georgia? Or how do you live in Georgia with a team as history as the Braves and not like baseball?
because I wasn't around when they were winning championships.
That makes sense. Millennials ruining everything.
All right. Well, Pierce, thanks for joining us, man, and we'll have to have you on before the off season
ends. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'd love to come make your show great again anytime you'd like. Just hit me up.
And then why don't you plug where you're from?
Pierce of Mind Podcast. You can find us iTunes, Google Play, where Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, Pierce of Mind Pod. And we're just anywhere you need your entertainment, we're there. So, and occasionally Eric comes on and tries to ruin the show.
Yeah, I do not fit your target demographic at all. But this is my target demographic. I rule here. I love you guys, the listeners, with all my heart.
Yeah, but you tell my listeners to go to hell, last I recall.
That's fake news. Chris.
Well, it surprised me if that's real.
Chris, you and I will be back. So we should have, this is behind the scenes. We're trying this new thing. Hopefully for the next show, we will be getting a pretty long show. This show has been longer than I thought it would be, which I love. I think this has been actually one of our best episodes. Would you agree, Chris?
Yeah, I would say it's one of the better ones. I would say it's, I don't know a good word for it, but it was a pretty good episode, I would say so.
Anyways, yeah, so we will have a show up Tuesday with our baseball guest and perhaps an NBA update. And then at the beginning of the show, of course, we'll talk about any NFL news that comes out over the weekend. But until then, for
Eric, thanks for doing a 2-hour podcast. We're not doing an NBA, NFL and baseball podcast. No.
No, this is coming out today.
Yeah, but you said that we would be doing any NFL updates.
Okay, but that's
clear that up, please.
That's gonna be like 15 minutes long.
I mean, you could do 15 minutes on the new Cavs and how awesome they're doing.
All right, Chris, I obviously have to explain the system to Chris offline. But we'll be back on Tuesday. Love you guys. Hey, peace out.
Good time. Bye.
I'm just.